Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
At Discount Tire, we know your time is valuable. Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online. Did you know Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Check out our current deals at DiscountTire.com or stop in and talk to an associate today. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for.
Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Warm welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. This is the third broadcast of the afternoon. We're here to talk about St Johnstone 1, Celtic 4. And I'm Paul John Dykes, joined by Kevin McCluskey in Hungary, Sean Connolly over in Australia, and Liam Carrigan. No, you're not in the States, you're in Japan. That is an escape to victory jersey, as worn by Sylvester Stallone, just in case anybody in the comment section was wondering, Liam.
I've got my hook blanket here just to remind you of my credentials, you know. It is not a Rangers top. It is not in any way connected to Rangers. It's escaped to victory, Sylvester Stallone goalie top, because I used to be a goalie myself back in the day.
Is that right? We like a bit of retro. And obviously, questions were raised, and we just had to clarify that before we move any further into the analysis of this game. And the first thing, probably because it's the most recent thing that's just happened, was David Turnbull comes on again, scores a goal again. Sean Connolly, the other week there, we spoke about David Turnbull after a game, and people deemed it to be too negative. All we were asking is, what do you do with David Turnbull? He's obviously a guy who can come in and make a contribution and an impact, and he's done it again today.
I think after today's game, the conversation is going to be Turnbull in for Hatate, because obviously Moy has just been sensational and he's now undroppable. I could see that being a change. It's going to happen in the next week, because we have to start thinking about giving David Turnbull a chance, not just because he's a supremely talented footballer who's won Young Player of the Year twice, I think. Celtic Player of the Year. He was Player of the Season when we lost the league. Mm. There's also have to consider Champions League squad makeup, and you know, and we don't, if he goes away and absolutely rips it up at Southampton or something like that, we will regret that forever. So I think the chat for the next week is going to be Turnbull for Hatate against St Mirren next week.
It's an interesting chat. It's a brilliant dilemma for the gaffer. I was looking at that bench and the fact that, you know, O'Reilly has gone from being probably a first pick for me to quite rightly not making the first team at the moment. And then Turnbull, I'll come to yourself, Kevin. Turnbull comes in, he makes the impact. He's scored 5 goals this season, 3 plus an assist, I think, in his last 4 substitute appearances. That's the way that you catch the gaffer's eye, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I was just checking that out, actually, before we come. I've got it's his 3rd goal in his last 6 appearances for us. So he's doing the things that Abada's not doing when he's getting the chances. So we spoke about him either pre-match or at half-time. You know, when Turnbull's getting on the park, he's actually contributing something now.
Yeah.
He's getting his goals. And it might be that it's 4th goal and a 4-1 win, but well, hopefully it never comes down to it. But these are great for the goal difference, if it ever did. You know, they're still really important goals. And I think, yeah, Sean's totally right that for the next week probably talk will be, does Turnbull start against St Mirren, because he'll think we'll make a few changes for that game. It'd been a cup match. Turnbull's a boy who needs to get games. We spoke about that, I think, in midweek. He's going to have a big decision to make in the next 6 to 12 months as to where his future lies. I hope it's at Celtic, because I do think he's a good player. But for him to be making that decision, he's got to be getting the minutes on the park and he's got to be getting regular starts. A cameo like this today doesn't do him any harm, and if he can get in it against St Mirren next weekend, put in a decent performance, it just strengthens his case to push himself up that pecking order for a midfield slot.
Yeah. I think that when you look at the way Ange introduced Turnbull into his team, it was almost a given. He was always chosen, Liam, you know, in that first period that Ange was here, right up to the League Cup final. And then unfortunately through to injury and then the form of the players that came in that January, Turnbull has been out of favour. He sometimes cuts a bit of a frustrated figure, and there was a lot made of the fact that he didn't celebrate the first goal that he scored when he's come on as a sub in this run that we're talking about. But there's one thing for sure, even if you were just to compare him to O'Reilly, he's making more of an impact than others, O'Reilly included, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had this conversation before when we talked about Abelgaard and Idiguchi and, you know, McCarthy as well, as in players that either have moved on already or will be moving on shortly, we think. You know, when you get that chance to come into the team, the way Ange's team sets up, the onus is on you to do something to earn that place in the team. At the end of the day, Turnbull's came on and scored consistently. So what more can he do? You know, I'm a major cheerleader for Hatate. You know, I freely admit, as a Japan-based Celtic fan, I want to see all the Japanese players doing as well as they can. But as Sean said, on current form, the conversation needs to be had. Should Turnbull be in ahead of him? And it's definitely something that the manager needs to think about. And Turnbull is, every time he's came on, he's impressed me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If he does get into the team next week, it's on merit.
Yeah, for sure. And that is the only way you can catch the gaffer's eye. I was just having a quick look. Obviously, I was talking a lot last week about Callum McGregor, the fact that, you know, he's made that 400th appearance. He's now on 402. And also the fact he came into the Celtic team relatively late. You know, you've got players like Kieran Tierney coming in at 17. I think even Ralston made his debut at 17, as did James Forrest. Callum McGregor comes in a wee bit late. So if you were to look at the, even with his Notts County appearances at this stage of his career, the stage that David Turnbull's at, Callum McGregor had made 105 appearances. And at this moment in time, Motherwell and Celtic included, Turnbull's made 145. But I think it's over the last period that those appearances have been fewer and further between. And I think he does have that ambition to be a regular for Scotland. How on earth can he get into that team if he can't even get into the Celtic team? But I would echo what Sean said. You know, it's one of these things where I think we would regret, you know, if he was to leave and he was to go down south. I think there would be a great deal of regret. He's got time on his side. He's 23. And he's given the gaffer something to think about. That much is for sure. Sean, you suggested that today would be 3-1, and you almost got it. 4-1, well, but the second half was a bit of a, you know, it was a bit of a stroll in the park in the second half, wasn't it?
I'll tell you what, Paul John, I had a bet on 3-1 as well for $10 at 9-1. And when O came on, I cashed it out. So I got $60 back for that.
Nice.
I'd fancied O to score, and he did that. He almost did. He was going to score, and Considine could not be more of pulling him back. It could not have been a clearer denying a goal's good opportunity. Now, somebody in somewhere that's not Celtic minded is going to turn around and say, "Oh, he's flopped over there." Well, the reason for that is he's trying really hard to get away from Considine. He's trying to get into the, and he just can't, and he just gives up. Like, he's knackered at that point. But, like, 4-1 was good. To be honest, though, St. Johnstone keeper didn't have too many saves to make in the second half. We were getting into dangerous positions, but we weren't really having too many shots on goal. It's kind of the pitch played a part in a, you know, game being done, subs getting made, St. Johnstone trying to get back into it. All those things played a part. I think Owen, Haksabanovic, Turnbull all kind of stood out when they came on. It was interesting. I know Haksabanovic only had a few minutes, but he looked good to me when he came on.
Yeah, he did, which was refreshing, because I think the early signs were that he was going to really be a force to be reckoned with. But that's kind of faded recently, so it was good to see him coming back into it. Now, there was definitely, Kevin, a lack of intensity. I'm going to bring up a couple of the comments in relation to the second half. William Doyle, Celtic treating second halves like training games recently. And Gregory Curry comes in to also say that very worrying. New motto seems to be we stop at half time. Right. What's your thoughts, Kevin? Because I think that you get enough credit in the bank if you've won the game at half time. And also, I've got no doubt that should we be in a position in the second half of a game like this where we need to up the tempo, I think we do. I think if we need to go up the gears, we've got it in. We've got it in us. We've got it in the starting 11 plus the bench to do that. Does it worry you, or are you quite happy that it's all about, you know, getting some game time in other players, resting some of the players, and yeah, that can kind of change your rhythm a wee bit? Do you have any concerns? I certainly don't, when we've just won 4-1.
Well, I don't really have any major concerns about it. I think from a fan's point of view, it's frustrating to see at times, as the commenter said, that the second half's kind of turning into training exercises, and it's just almost going through the motions and seeing the game out. But if you're 3-1 up at half time and you've got so much control and dominance over the game and over the opponent that the game's pretty much won at this stage in the season, we don't need to go out and bust our gut to get the fourth or the fifth goal in that half. It's now about just making sure we win the games, we get the points in the bag, points in the board even, and we take that next step closer to the title. I think it's actually excellent game management in one respect. We go out, we get the game done early enough that we can take our foot off the pedal a little bit in the second half. If it does start to go a bit pear-shaped, then yeah, I think the players in the park that start in 11 have got it within them to step it back up. But you only need to look at the bench and the quality of the players that can come on. Guys like Haksabanovic, if he was to get an extra 10-15 minutes out there, he'd run riot against St. Johnstone. You know, we've got quality players we can turn to. I'm not really concerned that we're not.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know, it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Punishing teams the way that as fans we want to, but we'll just be very professional. We're going out and we're getting the job done. probably the only thing that concerns me a little bit is maybe the timing of some of the subs, because I'd like to see, and again, it's a selfish thing, I want to see the likes of Haksabanovic and O and Iwata get more minutes under their belt, because I personally want to see them play. But the manager knows what he's doing, and he is managing their game time in the way that he sees fit. At the moment, it's absolutely working, because we are so comfortable and controlled and dominant of our games that you can't really have too many complaints about, you know, not going 100 miles an hour in the second half, and we don't really need to.
Yeah, I always remember, by the way, a player who still divides opinion, despite Liam putting some of the myths to bed a few weeks ago. And Van Hooijdonk was asked the question about working off the ball, and he had this attitude that, you know, if he's not running about, you know, wasting energy off the ball, then he's got the energy to score goals, etc. And I quite understood it at the time. I know that the modern game has changed, but you've also got to take into account, Liam, the fact that that was a very heavy pitch Celtic were playing on. We won the game by half time, effectively. I do believe we could step it up, when necessary. But I really don't have any concerns. Some people are saying it was a boring second half, we didn't create enough chances. But it's job done. 4-1. It's a good, you know, it's a good result. Go up to Perth, get a result, back down the road.
I mean, the thing is that this is not by any means just a Celtic thing. This is a football thing in general, right? I mean, random example, just say you're watching, I don't know, the Nations League, and it's Liechtenstein against Spain, right? Spain are 3-0 up at half time. You're thinking, oh God, this could be a cricket score. But then it finishes 3-0. Because, like, the game's won. There is no need to overexert yourselves. And that is not a conscious thing on the. I think it's a subconscious thing with a lot of players. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, if Celtic had to score 7 today to win the league, I think they could have done it. Right. I think that's the takeaway for me, is that 4-1 is plenty. Two goals further ahead of Rangers, despite them scraping a win yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it's mission accomplished as far as I'm concerned. And you can say the second half wasn't as entertaining as the first half. Definitely it was boring, and I agree that I would like to have seen O come on a wee bit earlier. You know, it's something that just stuck out to me, actually, a bit off topic, but see when they were lining up the free kick that ultimately Turnbull scored from, the way O just towered above all the St Johnstone defenders. He's a much bigger guy than a lot of us seem to realise when you actually see him on the park.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, listen, I totally subscribe to that. I think the only time that I'm really keen for us to go full throttle is if we've got a good lead against Rangers and you really want to put them to the sword. The 3-0 game a year ago was one example of that. You know, it could have been a 6 or a 7. But you brought up also, if we had to score an amount of goals to win the league, then that could obviously be a completely different second half. And that's, of course, what we had to do in 1986, which is when we wore this jersey, signed by Danny McGrain. And if you buy a ticket to go and see Danny with a Celtic State of Mind, you'll be put in a prize draw to win that particular jersey, which is simply known as the Love Street jersey, for obvious reasons. I'm going to bring up some of these comments coming through, some coming in for Haksabanovic, which is interesting given the lack of time he actually spent on the park. But Ariel77 agrees with us, given strong John Robertson vibes. Obviously, we're talking about the Forest Robbo, not the one that played with Hearts. Vincey 3, flat second, but comfortable win. Another 3 points in the bag. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We've just got to keep racking them up. And this is another one, Pigeon M. I think it's all about context. Happy with the 3 points, but wary, we will carry on this with us in Europe and we will be mauled again. I think it's a completely different game when we're playing in Europe. I mean, that's a Sunday afternoon, points in the bag, get the job done and down the road, get out of Dodge. And Peter McGlone also brings up some of the points around Haksabanovic. Great play from O to win the free kick. I don't want to just forget about the impact O made, because, as Liam says, yeah, big towering kind of presence. But the part he played in winning that free kick, Sean, was down to strength. Obviously, Considine was clumsy, pulled him down. But what a turn. For one so big, the close control and the turn. And I loathed to make comparisons, but remember, Viduka was brilliant at that, wasn't he, for such a big guy? The ball stuck to his feet and he could turn on a sixpence. But I think so far, so good for O. I'd just love to see him getting a wee bit more game time so that he can open his account.
Yeah, and what you're saying there can kind of build on what you guys were saying just before about, you know, when are the subs happening, the drop of intensity at the start of the second half. Like, and Ange has done it in the past. He has made subs at halftime when we've been 3 goals up. He's done it in the past. I mean, is that something we should be doing right now? Like, with today, I think we might have actually done better if we'd had maybe a better scoring, if we'd had Haksabanovic and Turnbull on at halftime. And it feels kind of disrespectful to the opposition in a sense, but also the players that are going out there seem to be giving us kind of 20 minutes of taking it easy. So, you know, like, I know it's at one point Jota, like, receives it. It's not the best ball he receives, but instead of trying anything, he just kind of passes it back. And I was like, well, that kind of sums it up, really. Like, these guys are, they're not down in tools or anything, but they're not taking any risks. They're, you know, they're playing the safe options. And that's kind of what happens in these second half of these games recently. It happened last year as well. And I don't know. I mean, do we do that? Do we take advantage of the hungry players on the bench earlier rather than waiting 67 minutes? I think it might be an option. But I think I would love to see have 45 minutes, maybe even a start.
Yeah, I mean, if he does start, obviously, we've got a player, Kevin, in O, that's at a completely different kind of part of his arc or his trajectory as Giakoumakis, who seems to be on his way out the building anytime now, going to the MLS. And I just love that freshness of approach of a new player coming in. He wants to impress. He wants to create a name for himself. And that's where we've got O. He's hungry, isn't he? And, you know, it wouldn't be because of a bad performance. I don't think Kyogo gets on the score sheet. He's involved in the first. He sets up another goal as well. But it would be fantastic. And I think, you know, even Kyogo would be pretty happy to give him a chance should the opportunity arise.
I think so. I echo Sean's comments on that one. I'd love to see him get a 45 minutes or even a half hour as a run out. Because I think what he's played maybe at most 45 minutes in his three games so far. It's possibly not even as much as that.
Yeah, 35-40
minutes. But already we're sitting here getting quite excited about what we've seen of him in such a short space of time. He's a far more physical and, like Liam also said, taller player than I thought. You know, there's a moment when he's got the ball in the box and he's holding off a couple of the St. Johnstone defenders, and I think he lays it off to Abada, his shot goes wide, but he looks a real handful. He's got good movement. He wants to take up dangerous kind of central positions. I think he's someone that, again, just over time, giving him more and more game time, more and more minutes on there, he'll become a huge asset to us in the future. And then his movement, strength, the spin to get the free kick and the foul of Considine was really something special to watch in a way. Because he is a different option, I think, to Kyogo. I think he'll give us something more. He'll give us a bit more presence up there. So, yeah, really looking forward to seeing him getting more game time, maybe against St Mirren. Maybe he'll get the nod to start there or come on at half-time. But, yeah, he looks a really exciting prospect for us.
He definitely does. Now, never since I appeared on mainstream telly and was accused of wearing my gear out in Matalan has a top had so much stick on a Celtic Stadium.
No.
The comments are absolutely flooding in. And even though you have explained that it was escape to victory and Sly Stallone's goalie top, they're just no having it. They think you're on the wind-up. By the way, I didn't mind that stick because I got so many mentions about Matalan being my shop of choice that they started following me on Twitter. And for a spell, I considered asking them to kick me out. Let's do a wee sponsorship deal on the old Matalan on my way up to Celtic Park. I could nip in for a new jacket. It didn't actually come to fruition. But we can rest assured, Liam, you're not the loser of a bet. It's just a retro jersey that you liked from back in the day.
Yes, yeah, and the fact that it's made of wool, so it's nice and warm because it is -4 here at the moment, and my air conditioner is not the best for heating the room up. So until I move to my new house, I'm wearing long sleeves, and I'm going to take comfort over the risk of looking like a blue nose. So
what I need to do is I need to send you one of your Shamrock tops, Liam. That's what I need to do. Get that sent over to Japan, right? Choose a colour and I'll send one over.
It's not like you've got your name on the wall at Ibrox or anything like that.
I know. Let's not get into that. I find it incredible that we're 21 minutes in. We're almost like we're almost finished the post match, and we've spent a great deal of that time talking about three of the subs that came on: O, Turnbull, and Haksabanovic, Liam. And I think that's what Ange has created here. He's created a scenario where you've got, I mean, Abada, I don't think he impressed that much. O'Reilly, these players are getting a sniff of a chance and they really are trying to make an impact. And it just says everything for what Ange is building here. It's not just about the 11 guys that start the game. He's creating a 16-17 group pool where every single one of them is trusted.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's where Giakoumakis has unfortunately come a cropper, because he's unhappy that he's not getting game time, whereas you've got guys like Haksabanovic, Turnbull, you know, more recently O'Reilly on account of Aaron Moy's form, that have realised, no, look, the place in the team has to be earned. So don't moan about it, get your head down and get on with it. And that is what they're doing. And, you know, Turnbull's goal today, O's run for the free kick which led to the goal, those are both products of guys who are not starting games at the moment but want to be starting games, and they're trying to show the manager why they should be starting games.
Yeah, for sure. How difficult is it, Sean, because we have spoken about that, how to keep, let's say a group is 16 or 17, how do you keep them all happy? Every now and again there's going to be a casualty, I'm guessing, and obviously the first of that ilk has been Giakoumakis. Do you think that's something that Ange just takes on the chin and says, well, that's just the way it's going to be to build the strong squad?
Well, I guess he kind of made that point when he came out and publicly said there's no one that's undroppable. And I think as well, from our point of view, we on our full-time reaction, we often... and like for no fault of our own, focus on the second half more because we do the halftime. But for me, like, Kyogo was sensational today. Like, obviously mainly in the first half, and we don't normally talk about these sort of things too much at full time. But having Owen Giakoumakis or whatever breathing down his neck, Kyogo was, for me, he was man of the match today. A lot of people in the comments say Moy, but Kyogo's first half today was just absolutely sensational. That first goal is all Kyogo. The second goal was obviously a great Kyogo product, and he's involved in everything today. Yeah, without those, we all know that having two possible first-choice players at every position just creates an extra level of intensity, an extra level of effort. If you're not doing it, there's someone right there ready to come in and wants to do it for you.
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on. And I think that when we look at the summer transfers, you know, bringing in people like Bernabe to try and create that competition for Taylor, bringing in Segrist to create the competition for Hart, players who maybe didn't have someone breathing down their neck last season. But we do have it all over the park. But yeah, a wee bit of a you know, chat about Kyogo, I think, is in order. And before I come to yourself, Kevin, I just want to come to Liam. What has the reaction been in relation to Kyogo not being at the World Cup? But his form being so good, is that something that the Japanese press or broadcast media are covering, that he's on great form at the moment?
Yeah, the widespread perception was that Kyogo was undoubtedly the best player to not make that squad. Also, it came up that when they were talking about the Japanese player of the year, in the end up it went to Mitoma of, is it Bournemouth he plays for at the moment? Mitoma, who plays down south, got it, but Kyogo was in the running for it as well. And a lot was said about the fact, well, how can a guy be in the running for Japanese Player of the Year and not even be in the World Cup squad? That doesn't really make sense. But, you know, Moriyasu, the manager of the Japan team, has maintained, and he's been proven right, that ultimately, as good a player as Kyogo is for Celtic, Maeda is more effective for Japan when it comes to playing as a centre forward. So until that changes, Kyogo is going to be a fringe player for Japan, unfortunately. Gaps will emerge as players retire. You know, I fully expect in the next year or so that Kobayashi, Iwata, Hatate and Kyogo will all play for Japan. Whether they become established like Maeda has is another story. But I think the potential is definitely there.
It'll be great to see. It really will be great to see. Now, it puts me in mind also, Kevin McCluskey, about some comments that were made at the beginning or earlier on this season by Lee Johnson. And Lee Johnson said a lot since he became the manager of Hibs. But one thing that stuck out was he basically said that you look at the impact of the Japanese players at Celtic, and if you're a professional footballer, even a Hibs player, you'd be trying to find out how they prepare for games. What is their secret? What's their diet? What's their conditioning? What do they do differently from players who are maybe homegrown players in Scotland? How big an impact do you think it's going to have, having half a dozen Japanese players at the club with a certain approach to the game, a certain culture that they obviously have? One of the things that's mentioned all the time, and it happened again today, is when Hatate goes up to an injured St Johnstone player and tries to heal it with his magic hands, and Kyogo does that as well. But in terms of the positive influence that they could have on other players coming through at Celtic, mm-hmm. Kevin, how important do you think that's going to be?
Yeah, I think that's actually a really, really good talking point to raise. And I might be wrong, and Liam might be able to correct me or not, but it seems to me that the Japanese players come over, or the Asian players in general, come over with quite a humble attitude. They don't take for granted that they're going to have a starting place. They don't take for granted that their ability even is going to stay from one game to the next. They just seem like kind of grateful for the chance and determined to work on their strengths and what they've got and on their weaknesses to become better players week in, week out. And if you're in that environment as a player, you're going to learn from that, and some of these characteristics are going to rub off on you, and it can only be a good thing. It's the same as in every walk of life. What is it? They say that you're kind of the sum of the five people you spend the most amount of time with. Now, if you're hanging around with the likes of Kyogo, Hatate, Maeda, all those kind of positive characteristics are bound to rub off on you. And if they don't, then maybe you've got to look at yourself a little bit and think, maybe you're not in the right place, or you don't fit that environment. But I think we've got a squad of players here that kind of take a lot of those characteristics in any case. You see it with somebody like Jens, who's already left, but he has had that humble approach of understanding his limitations, understanding that the reason he's been allowed to leave is because he wasn't capable of displacing Carter Vickers and Starfelt, but knowing that it's not really a slight on him. And had he been a permanent player, had he been a Stephen Welsh, he's going to stay and learn from those guys and pick up those positive traits. I think it can only be a good thing to bring in these outside influences and outside cultures, and it just helps, it rounds the squad off a little bit more.
For sure. I mean, one of the examples that just recently I was talking to Brian McClair at the Axom event about was Eric Cantona coming into that dressing room at Manchester United in the early 90s. And the impact that he had, which I found bizarre, really, even though it was a while back. I mean, I was living that kind of period as a football fan. And at the time, as an English football fan as well. And Cantona went into the dressing room, and apparently, it was a game changer. Just his approach to training, for example, whereby he would get four or five of the young boys to stay behind and loft crosses in so that he could vote. And he called it practice. It wasn't actually training. He would practice as well. He would do his training session with everybody else. And at the end of the day, when everybody else is jumping in their motor and zooming away, Cantona was still there with three or four, maybe half a dozen on some occasions, young kids helping him to practice. And that now is probably the norm at Manchester United, but it took someone to introduce it. And that someone was Eric Cantona. So it would be really interesting, actually, to ask Ange the next time we get a chance what the kind of influence has been, what that impact has been that we don't really see behind the scenes. A few really good points coming in, but I'm going to ask Liam another thing with your insight, Liam, to the Japanese game before I bring in some more comments. And it's sure. On Ediguchi. I believe the Japanese transfer window is open until April. Is that right?
Yes.
What's the update on Ediguchi? Is there some interest to bring him back to Japan?
There's been talk of him going back to Gamba Osaka. That seems to be the front runners. But Nagoya Grand Passeit have also been mentioned in dispatches. He will end up back in the J League. The thing is that Gamba Osaka might not go for him immediately because their big city rival Cerezo Osaka signed Shinji Kagawa the other day. And with the greatest of respect to Idiguchi, if Gamba's response to their main rivals signing Kagawa is to go out and sign Idiguchi, it's not exactly going to fire up the fan base, is it? So I think that he may well end up back there eventually, but I don't think it's going to happen in the next week or two. Maybe a wee bit further down the line.
Yeah, well, it will be interesting. And hopefully he can get back to playing and racking up the appearances again, because at that age, that's what you need to be doing. There is a lot of good comments coming in about Turnbull. Some people are just saying the bill, and others like Danielle Turnbull. Yes, lots of positivity coming in about David Turnbull. It's been a very quick post-match. Please catch up on the pre-match and the halftime as well, where we do cover in more depth the first half performance that was very impressive indeed. As I said a couple of times already today, if you want to win this signed jersey, signed by Danny McGrain, no less, all you have to do is buy a ticket to the Danny McGrain night at Gracie's with Axon. There's only three left, maybe two. In fact, it might already be sold out. Try clicking on the link underneath this video and come along, and you'll see some of the Axon team that night as well. It's been an absolutely brilliant, if you ask me, Sunday afternoon watching Celtic. You guys will be wanting to go to your bed, Liam and Sean, because you'll have work in the morning. Kevin McCluskey, I'm pretty sure you've got things to do as well. Thank you all for joining us, and join us again at 12:30 tomorrow on a Celtic State of Mind.
What's up, guys? This is MMA fighter Clay Guida, and I'm not afraid of anyone or anything. But losing my hair was an entirely different kind of fight. So if you're suffering from hair loss like I was, then you gotta check out my boys at Bosley. Pound for pound, they are the champions of hair restoration. That's why I turned to Bosley to get my hair back. The entire Bosley team was so professional and kind from start to finish. All it took was a simple one-day procedure, and I was on my way back to rocking my full hair again. So take it from me. Don't wait if you are thinning or receding. I'm so thrilled with my results, I just wish I would have went to Bosley sooner. It's time to finally knock out hair loss, because the best is yet to come. Check out Bosley today.
When MMA fighter Clay Guida was losing his hair, he trusted Bosley to get it back. Now it's your turn. Get a free information kit, plus get a $250 off gift card when you text SCORE to 203203. That's text SCORE to 203203. Don't wait. Text SCORE to 203203.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Sports Social Podcast Network. 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 Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.